I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, May 19th. There are 1,099 cases of coronavirus in Quincy. There have been 102 deaths, and 563 people have recovered from the virus. Quincy businesses are cautiously optimistic about Governor Baker's phased-in plan to restart the economy in Massachusetts. Under the first phase, construction, manufacturing, essential businesses, and houses of worship may reopen with restrictions, including limited capacity, proper hygiene, and social distancing. In Quincy, construction was never stopped. However, Mayor Thomas Koch says he expects all companies to adhere to the healthcare guidelines to keep their workers safe. The Episcopal Churches of Massachusetts have already said they would not reopen their houses of worship until July 1st. Here in Quincy, business owners are advised to contact Maureen Geary in the Quincy Planning Department with any questions about reopening. The Quincy Animal Shelter says it's expecting an influx of cats and dogs due to the coronavirus pandemic. Shelter workers say people may be forced to give up their pets due to financial crises, and they say that there will be a large number of puppies and kittens this season because their volunteer spaying and neutering program has been suspended due to the pandemic. The American Red Cross is holding a community blood drive in Quincy today. Donors are asked to come to the American Legion post on Moon Island Road in Squantum from 2 to 7 p.m. to donate blood and blood platelets. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or go to redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment and for more information. A second blood drive is set for next Tuesday, May 26, from 1 to 7 p.m. at the Sons of Italy Hall on Quarry Street. The Norfolk Labor Council and the United Way will be having a food drive this coming Saturday at the Central Middle School on Hancock Street in Quincy from 9 a.m. to noon to drop off food donations in support of those in need during this time. Contact Mark Flaherty with any questions at mflaherty@supportunitedway.org. Tomorrow is the deadline for Quincy Public School students in grades K through 12 to submit their essays in the Quincy COVID-19 Writing Competition. Ward 3 Counselor Ian Kane organized that event, and local businesses donated $10,000 to be able to offer prizes of anywhere from $250 to $3,000. Students are asked to submit an essay, a story, or a poem of under 500 words describing how the pandemic has impacted their lives. Submissions will be judged on creativity and originality, and all these submissions will be archived in a book. You can email your entries to info@highpointgp.com by Wednesday at 5 p.m. The winners will be announced on June 5th. And entries also being accepted in the Quincy COVID Memories Project. People are asked to submit videos, audio clips, art, poetry, or other stories about how the crisis has impacted their lives. All entries will be archived by the Thomas Crane Library. Some will be made public on Quincy Access Television. Upload your entries at quincyculturalmemory.com or mail them to the Thomas Crane Library. Attention Local History, 40 Washington Street, Quincy, 02169. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, May 19th.